And welcome back to the second half of Outside the Pizza Box. You know, I had a pizza last night. Sausage and pineapple. Gave my mom four slices, and I think I ate the other eight. No problem. Couple glasses of milk. I'm trying to get strong again, man, to fight for my grandchildren. But yeah, Joe Manchin, don't call us, man. We're going to call you, man. You're not speaking for West Virginia or anybody else. You're speaking for your own sorry ass. And I did forget to mention that your daughter's also a corrupt lobbyist in the pharma industry. So no wonder those two things are on there. I mean, it's like everything that he's against helps children. What a jerk that guy is. I want to see him. I want to see him up close and personal so I can tell him what I think of him. Maybe he's one of these guys that says, oh, nobody talks to me like that. Oh, come on down to our level once. Jerk. Anyway. Ooh, speaking of cool Joes, let's go to Joe in Stevens Point and Tucson. Joe, welcome.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Jason.
Another day in the great America, man.
Oh, let's get the grind session going. You know what? Bernie Sanders swept West Virginia, so let's not lose sight of that. There is some, like, real, people who are really looking for better times and a better way in West Virginia. And Joe Manchin dancing around like that element doesn't exist is his own folly. Kyrsten Sinema here is just data for progress. These are the guys who are funding and running candidates. Kyrsten Sinema is down to Jeff Flake numbers, the very opening that allowed her to gain her foothold into the Senate. He went to about 27%. So, you know, I mean, talk about really, like, losing all control. Like, I don't know what that team is doing or who's this, that, or whatever's happening, but I called Mark Kelly this morning and just in a voice of total support. And so I want to help organize. And you were talking about the power of localism. And I think right now in an era that where people don't vote, when you organize on the ground, and I think we are about ready to roll into a hyper-localism and organization with all these strikes like you were pointing out, Mike, that's all extensions of Black Lives Matter's disgust with all the systems that are breaking down. And Republican vision, they can't wait to break more stuff down. That's their whole thing. And when we're, like, getting hung up on, and pardon me, and I know I've been racking hard on corporate Democrats, but they have a lot to account for because, you know, this is what they said their wheelhouse is. And I have never seen, this is why I find them disgusting in their politics. And the Republican ghost daddy that lives in their head must be confronted.
Well, listen, the entire Republican Party and enough of a chunk in the Democratic Party are obstructionists to the people. That's all there is to it. I mean, we can argue about Republican, Democrat. For me, I guess, you know, if it's never been politics. It's always been personal. I hope it remains that way. Where, you know, no, seriously, where I feel worse for the people that are doing worse than me. Today, you know, honestly. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. And today a gal came and was getting a sandwich where I'm working at. And, you know, it was like a $12 sandwich. And I'm like, hey, I want to pay for her sandwich. You know, she had to come and order by the window, right? So she doesn't have a phone. And I know where she's coming from, right? And I said, I'm getting that sandwich. And they're, you know, why are you doing that? And I'm going, because she's poor, man. And, you know, well, how do you know that? And I'm like, because I have vision. I mean, seriously, that person is hurting worse than I am. If I can buy them a sandwich, that really makes me feel good. And she was the sweetest lady with a baby. And you know what? She was really, really thankful. And you know when somebody's, you know, really honest and open about what you just, you know, I don't care whatever other people think. You know, other people see me buying stuff for poor people and they look at me, but they don't look at me like, you know, maybe they're looking at themselves and the look on their faces. Why didn't I help that person? That's the impression I hope to leave you with. I don't care what you think about me. Man, what you think about people that are poor and struggling, and it really does matter to me.
Now, hey, you're digging into, like, humans, man.
No, it's down to that. Whew. I mean, I hate politics, man. I'm going to go to the phones and my friend CJ, and we are friends.
Yes, we are. Hey, I didn't know about your health battle, Mike.
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good, actually. I am. I mean, because I'll tell you, the way I looked at it right away, CJ, is that, you know, hey, this is nothing new. You know, this happens every day to people. And I know that the people that look at it the way I do, like, hey, you know, that person there has been doing this for 20 years, and they're always in a good mood, and they're always, you know, standing up for what's right. I'm going to follow that path, man. I only got today.
There you go.
Speaking of, we need to we need to go to Joe's, and I'll bring some steaks. I'll try and put that together, man.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, and my mom donated a kidney to my dad, so my dad battled with that for years, and the joke was, she always said it took her 50 years to find something they had in common.
And you know what? To be able to do that, I'm going to tell you right now, going through just having mine removed and seeing what other people had to go through that donated theirs to a family member because that was the only match, that is one
right.
brave move, because I was psychologically not stable for quite a while. I mean, I wasn't like a psycho or anything, but in my own world I was. It was just very hard to deal with.
And you and I know someone that donated a kidney. I won't tell you. We'll do it in person, but donated a kidney to someone they didn't even know.
Yeah.
And talk about courage and
it's everything called love.
About that.
I think it's straight up love.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm all about that.
Well, you know, and I to change the subject back to what you're talking about, to hear your party and you trash Joe Manson and Sinema for standing up for what they believe. Our country can't afford this.
Hey, they're standing up for themselves. CJ,
they're
standing up for themselves. They're not standing up for the citizens in their
you
state. They're getting the pushback.
You think this has been easy for them?
Oh, yeah. I think it's easy to play the selfish
bastard. You're talking
about
going protesting them.
You damn
well,
right I
no,
would.
I don't think it has.
Yes,
well,
yes. I stand
I
up for what's...
standing up.
Really, you think he's a cool guy, right? CJ, $500,000 a year from the coal industry when we're trying to combat climate change, and I guess you don't believe in that either then, right? You just want to watch the planet burn? You got grandkids yet?
Well, I want to go back to...
let's go back to reality first. Let's go back to reality and talk about what Joe Manchin does for a living and how you defend that. What, because he's siding with Republicans? Oh, my God.
I know you're going to cut me off, Mike.
Yeah, well, I should. I should cut you off at the knees.
Why?
Then I, you know, then maybe I could look into your eyes because you're that much taller than me, and we could meet eye to eye. But I'm gonna let you go this time, bud. You call in again because I like, you know, you got me going. You got me going, and you know I care about you. So, you know, our politics, because I just got done saying, man, it's not politics for me. It's pretty damn personal, you know. And I care about your children and your grandchildren and the generations to come. But you're making excuses for the people that don't give a damn about us, right? I mean, come on, man. Jeepers. So we're trying to get this bill passed to protect our grandchildren and the planet. And you're working with those guys. But, you know, I can't explain why that happens. I think it's because people just don't have that depth or the wisdom to understand what this really means. And since I do know someone that has that depth and wisdom, let's go to Claudia, since you've been... I saw your name come up a couple times. I was going to say, you better call back.
I was loving listening to your show today. I'm glad I'm after CJ, too. I mean, Senator Manchin, these two people, they are bought and paid for.
M-A-N-S-I-O-N. He should. It's Manchin, not Manchin.
Well, he's Exxon. You know,
yeah,
Exxon
come
said
on.
I own him. You know, and she, I'm reading that the pharmaceutical industry owns Kristen Sinema.
Well, of course
she
do.
She looks like a real wacky anyways, but...
Yeah, well, she lied her way in, man. She pretended like she was, you know, green, and she is gangrene.
Yeah.
She's gangrene.
Yeah, I like that, gangrene, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mean
two,
the Packers either.
No, this is Citizens United. You know, it's destroying our country. And I don't know, you know, well, he's against the electricity and all of that. But I wanted, when I first, my number first popped up, when you were talking about the strikes, I'm really glad to hear you bring that up, because I've been reading about it. You don't see it anywhere in the media. But this economist on Tom Hartman said there's so many strikes going on in the country, he couldn't even count them all. And we don't hear anything about this. But he says we're in a new labor movement.
Well, we better be.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's pretty smart.
Look, so, okay, I just see, like, Social Security is going to get 5.9% raise, right?
Right.
That's because inflation is going to be like 10%.
Right.
I mean, it's outrageous right now.
That's just a tool of the rich, inflation, too. I don't buy that either. Okay, come on.
Look, and you don't have to have
they just use this the situation to do this, you know? I don't know. You know what I think what Joe Biden needs to do to save his administration? He needs to legalize cannabis in the whole country and open it up to banking.
They won't.
And you're going to go down.
So somebody like Manchin or Sinema, because they're in the pharmaceutical, you know, the pharmaceuticals are actually part of this legalization process. If I'm not mistaken, there are some pharmaceutical companies that are invested in this. But you know what isn't invested in this?
I don't know how many.
Yeah, no. Robin Voss and the Republicans in Wisconsin aren't, right? And neither is our state Supreme Court. And I don't know if they smoke it or not, but by God, they should at this point.
Well, eat it if you don't smoke it. Eat it.
No, I've always said no.
That is better than smoking it for your medical health, you know?
Yeah, and you know what else?
I know.
It's better than smoking cigarettes, and thank God I'm not doing that right now. I'm still using the patch.
It is.
But there was something dissolved one of the nodes, and one of those little nodules I had in my lungs when I went to my appointment a few weeks ago said that, you know, one of them dissolved, and I was like, it's because
of
the
what?
Good weed I'm smoking.
There you go. There you go. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words for a moment here. But the cannabis, I personally think every senior citizen should be on it. And they should get off all these pharmaceuticals, because most of them, you don't need them, and they're just going to kill you. And this country, the medicine should be utilizing cannabis like they do in other countries like Israel.
And thank you. And I agree even more with the seniors should be smoking it. Because then my mom wouldn't complain about the smell. We'll be back. One more slice to the show, man. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me.